This is Stephen Whitaker and Eddie Chang coming to you live from Port Radio, WDOT, once again. And we have with us as our guest now Mr. Eddie Weinstein. He is a Holocaust survivor from Germany, and he's going to be...
Not from Germany.
Oh, I apologize. Where are you from, sir?
From Treblinka.
Okay, thank you, sir. And we're going to be asking him some questions today about his experience during the Holocaust.
Good afternoon, Mr. Weinstein. I would like to start the interview by asking, can you just briefly describe to us life before the Holocaust?
Well, before, my father was poor. I mean, 90% of the population in our town were poor. And we had food enough to eat, but we weren't rich. We were poor people. And I went to public school in the mornings, Hebrew school afternoon. My favorite subject was math. I liked soccer. There was no baseball there in Poland. And in 1939, the war broke out. I was a happy child. I had, had a lot of families, family, uncles, aunts, cousins. And 1939, the war broke out, and then most of it. And at the beginning, it wasn't that bad; they didn't kill you. But then they made a ghetto. 41. I was always working by the Germans. While returning, coming home every night to sleep in the house. But as soon as they took me away to other places, always managed to escape.
So,
I'm sorry. Okay.
So how old were you when you were taken to
At the beginning of the war, 15.
And I understand that you escaped 5 times during the war.
Yeah.
And can you describe to us the different...
Okay, the first time I escaped... you see, I want to explain something. The Russians and the Germans divided Poland amongst themselves.
Right.
And up to the River Bug, which it was only 7 miles from our railroad station. And when they were in 1940, in August, the Germans were getting ready to invade Russia. They signed a non-aggression pact to divide Poland amongst themselves. And a large contingent of German engineers arrived. And we started building. They demanded 400 Jews, young men and boys, to work on the railroad line. We were building 16 railroad lines, a spare to turn around the trains, and a ramp almost a mile long. This was in preparation for the millions of German soldiers who will later arrive to invade Russia. And in July 1949, and then when we finished the job, it was end of February 1941, I was taken away. This, we used to come back home every day. It was only 3 miles from home. We were sleeping home. But then they took me away near Warsaw, but 20 miles from Warsaw. It was about 56 miles from our town. I worked 4 nights. Our group was working night shift. It was a secret project before they invaded Russia. And we were working the night shift, and when I was beaten up the fourth night, I was hit by a German guard. The next day I walked home, 90 kilometers. I walked home, escaped, that's the first time. And then I escaped from a concentration camp where I was 23 days, was full of lice, sick, with fever, full of lice. I felt I'm not going to last too long. During the night, I talked to a friend of mine. The next day, we made our escape. Then I escaped from Treblinka. In August, we were taken to Treblinka, death camp. This was a death camp. Over there, my mother was killed, my brother, all my cousins. And I was shot through my right chest. The bullet pierced my lungs, exited from the back. My brother hid me in a building with clothing. He left to get some water. never saw him again. Then when we escaped from Treblinka, we knew there were no Jews in our town. So we escaped into the concentration camp. Mind-boggling. When we came there, we found out there they made a second ghetto. The next night, we escaped again. So the three times. This was already four times. And then we escaped from the second ghetto to a hiding place. And we were hiding for almost 2 years. You can find me on the internet, Eddie Weinstein in memoriam on Google. Big, you'll find the hiding place too. And it's a tough story.
So just quickly, when you were liberated by the Russian army, did you fight with them
at the end
of the war?
No, we were happy. What do you mean, fight with the Russians?
No, did you fight alongside them against the Germans?
Later. Mm-hmm. I joined the Polish army.
You joined the Polish army?
Not the Russian. Okay. There was a organized from Russia came, you know, they brought a, when they invaded Poland, they brought with themselves a communist government to Poland. And they brought an army, Polish citizens. Most of them were not NKVD. You know, they were saying the grandfather was Polish. It wasn't. Anyway, they organized another army. I joined the army because I couldn't join the partisans. I wanted to join the partisans. But by us, in our region, the partisans were killing Jews. Okay? So I joined the army. And I was, for 4 months, I was in the front lines. When they started to liberate Warsaw in January 17, 1945, the middle of the night, our battalion was taken on the front lines. For 4 months, I was fighting the Germans across Western Poland into German soil. I was fighting in Upper Saxony when the war ended. I was proud that after 5 years of brutal, bloody persecution, I was still able to participate in Germany's defeat. Later, my father and I escaped to Western Germany, where the Americans were, the American soldiers there. You know, Germany was divided in four parts. The UNRWA set up this place, Bersenkern. We stayed there for over 3 years. Got married, came to the United States in 1949. And I raised a great family. Okay. President, whenever we'll talk, you'll find out something.
So, as a closing remark, what's the general message you would like to send to the youths of America, based upon your experiences?
The youth of America, we should be tolerant to each other. We should respect each other's religions, customs, cultures, and traditions. Not to think like the Nazis did, that they are superior to other races.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Weinstein.
Thank you very much, sir.
Come over.